who corrects for the goddess? Two people remained in the camp. Shema echad eldad, v'shema sheni meidad. V'atanach aleim aruach, v'him v'aksuvim. So they had a nevuah, eldad and meidad. Then nevuah was Moshe meis v'Yeshua machnis. So the Rosh tells us, who are these people, eldad and meidad? Where do they come from? What's their yichus? So the Rosh says, Achi Moshe are you? They're brothers of Moshe. Elekesh nisna teira. Torah is given, all arayis became osa. Amram was married to his aunt, and therefore now he had to give a get to his wife. Amram could no longer live with Yocheved anymore, Moshe's mother, because it was his aunt. He divorced her. V'nosish acher, so Amram now went and married somebody else. V'holi b'menu eldad amedad. And now he had two children, eldad amedad. So it comes out, eldad amedad were Moshe's brothers. They were half-brothers through their father. It's very interesting. You look at Targum Yonason on the Pasuk, and Targum Yonason says, V'shtayru trein guvrin b'mashriso, shmeidichad eldod shmeidis anyan meidod, v'noi del tzofen bar paranoch. Their father wasn't Amram, their father was el tzofen bar paranoch. Di leidus le yocheved bras levi. And they were born from Yocheved. When Amram divorced Yocheved, at the time of Miriam's Nevuah, everybody divorced their wives. Amram divorced his wife. Everybody divorced their wives. And Yocheved then, she went and married Elitzof and Bar Paranoch and had two children, Eldad and Medad. So according to Targum Yonason, they were half-brothers of Moshe through the mother. According to the Rosh, half-brothers of Moshe through the father. Interesting machlokes. And then Nevuah was Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnis. So the Gemara says in Megillah, Mila Besela, a word is worth one seller. Seek your betray, a silence is worth two sloim. So Mila Besela, if Moshe, you could touch the words, would have spoken Mila, a word, Besela to the rock. Seek your betray, the two, Eldad and Medad, those two would have been silent. They never would have had their nevuah, Moshe Meis, V'Yeshua Machnis. So that Gemara, Mila Besela, Seek your betray, you could touch it, Mamash, this mice over here. There's a fascinating God. My guess is Rabbi Shimshon Astropoli said it, but I don't remember for sure. That it says that Min Hamayim Mishisua, Moshe was taken out the water. That's how he got the name Maya, Moshe. Min Hamayim Mishisua. It shouldn't have said Min Hamayim. It should have said Mimayim Mishisua. So what's Mimayim? Why didn't it write Mimayim? It didn't want to write Mimayim, because Mimayim is Rosh HaTevois, Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnis. That's Mimayim. So the Torah didn't want to write Mimayim. That's their Nevuah over here. So it wrote Min Hamayim. Yeshua came along and said, he was upset with Eldad and Medad. Vayoritz Hana v'yagd l'Moshe. Vayoyim Eldad and Medad misnabim b'machane. They're being misnabe b'machane about the, what are they being misnabe? Memches is moch, to erase something. Nunhei, moch nunhei. They made an nevuah to wipe out the nun hay. Instead of min hamayim, they changed min hamayim, they took away the nun and the hay, and what do you have? Mimayim. They've changed it back to mimayim, which is a Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnis. Moch nun hay, they wiped out those extra letters in nun hay there. The beginning of the parasha, you have very famous Vayas Kein Aaron. Aaron lit the menorah, he did what he was supposed to do. And Rashi tells us the Hagid Shvach Shel Aaron Shleishina, telling us the praise of Aaron. They didn't change. He did everything they were supposed to do. And of course, all the Mefarshim ask, what is the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush that Aaron did what he was supposed to do? It's the famous Pshat, which is said both by the Baal Shem Tov and Rabbi Aaron Kotler and many others all say. The Chiddush is that Aaron lit the menorah for 38 years. And just like the Rosh Yeshiva, when he gave a bracha to the bar mitzvah boy this week, he said the same excitement he had today for putting on. You should always have that excitement of putting on tefillin like that. That's Mishabeach Aaron Shleishina. He never changed. The same excitement he had the first day lit menorah for 38 years, he still had the same excitement. Very difficult thing to do. If you saw the excitement people had by Berachas Hachama, such excitement. What was the excitement? The excitement was because it's once in 28 years. They said a bracha, Oysa Maisa Bereshis. Imagine if you say the bracha, that old bracha would be once in 28 years, excitement of it. But that's a bracha you say every day, you don't get so excited. Here's a little bracha, Shakol Niyabidvore. You go Yom Kippur by night, you make a Shechayonu. Everybody screams, Shechayonu v'kimonu in shul. What's that? It's not Shechayonu and Yom Kippur, it's a once a year Shechayonu. Get excited about it, things that aren't so common. So Aaron had the same excitement all the years in the Midbar that he was lighting the menorah. So we say there's a famous Maaseh of Sapporov, that somebody came over to him by a chasna and asked him if it's okay. The Batchan asked him, could I copy the way the Sapporov davens on Yom Neroi? So he said, okay. So the Batchan gets up and he started copying exactly the way the Sapporov davens, a very high-pitched voice, a lot of crying, and he's copying. And the Batchan looks at Sapporov to see his reaction. Everybody's laughing. He looks at Sapporov, and Sapporov is crying. So he right away stops, runs over, he asks Mechila, he says, sorry, they upset him. But he said, he asked Rishus first. Sapporov said, no, you didn't do anything wrong. He says, so why are you crying? He said, I'm crying because I saw the way you're copying me. And I saw it's unbelievable. It sounds exactly like me. And I started thinking to myself, just like you are copying me, maybe every year when I'm davening, I'm also just copying myself. I'm copying what I did last year. He's like in the article, you know, Machsa, cry here. So it's not real. A person's Yiddishkeit has to be real, has to be with argosha, with feelings. So the Yaskeinar and Hagit Shvocha, he was able to do the same argosha, same feelings, same excitement, same enthusiasm all the years in the Midbar. That's one pshat. The Rishna says a beautiful pshat over here in Vayaskeinar. If you look when the world was created, every day it says Vayhi Chein, and it was so. But that's missing on the first day. It doesn't say Vayhi Chein. And you look at the Ramban over there and he explains, why is it missing Vayhi Chein? Because it wasn't like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light, but he saw the Rishoyim in the world. It's not royal for the Rishoyim to have this light. He was going as it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it away, Lasid Lavoi. And therefore, the light wasn't created. He put it away with the Tzadikim, Lasid Lavoi. So the light wasn't the way it was supposed to be. So he doesn't write by Hichein. It wasn't exactly like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be. He had to put it away, Lasid Lavoi. When Aaron lit the menorah, he brought a light into this world at that moment. Vayhi Chein. That Vayhi Chein that was missing, Vayas Kane Aaron. Aaron made that Kane, he brought it back again, that Kane that was supposed to be the original light. He was a tzaddik, was able to bring that light into the world. There's also a fascinating Chasam Seif over here that he writes that the Mishnah in Yumasel says, Chadoshim Lekteiris Boi Vefisu, the people who want to do the Ketores, only new people can. So once in a lifetime, you can be Makta Ketores. Why? Well, why only once in your lifetime? School of Ashiris. So once, going to give everybody a chance. Only once you can get the Ketores. So Aaron is the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol can be any avoid he wants, any time he can do. Makta Baroish, he has the right to go first. But he says it's not possible to be Makta the Neiros, mate of the Neiros, and to be Makta the Ketores, they were the same time. Brings a Mishnah, where it's Mashma, they were the same time. So if they were the same time, you have to choose one or the other. What did Aaron choose to do? He was Madlik the Neiros, mate of the Neiros. So what made Aaron choose that one over the Ketores? He says, because the Gemara in Shabbos says that Harogil B'ner, somebody lights, it's talking about Shabbos Ner Chanukah, and Kol Shekein, I guess, the Ner in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan, Harogil B'ner Havain Loi, Bonim Tamid HaChomim. They have children Tamid HaChomim. So when Aaron had to choose the Keteris or the Menorah, which did he choose? The Menorah. He wants children Tamid HaChomim. That's much more important than riches. So Vayas Kein Aaron is telling you, V'shabech Aaron Shloi Shina, says the Chasam Sefer. He never changed. All the years in the Midbar, you would think, okay, I want to have good children. I'll write the Menorah. But one time I'll go down to Keteris. Big deal. One time I'll get rich from it. No, not once. Meshabeach Aaron Shleishuna, he never went and did the Ketores. He always, all he was worried about was his children being Tamid HaChomim. You'll say, take over a one-time event. Not even once. That's Meshabeach Aaron Shleishuna. Chasam Sofer. In the 5-volume Chasam Sofer, though. Not in the 2-volume. In this week's parasha, you have my favorite Sifsei Chachomim, and I can never say this enough times. I must say this at least 20 times a year, different occasions. to different people. I can never resist saying this over. It gives me such an awe. I think it's so important. And like I say every time, it needs to be made into a plaque and framed. And it would be an unbelievable thing to have in every house, in every shiroom. You know, you see all wonderful things on the wall people have in their houses. They have a ksuba on the wall. What's the ksuba on the wall? You have Eishes Chayil on one wall. And they have a beautiful ksuba. What's the ksuba for on the wall? Then in case I die or divorce you, you know, you want to have this nice thing to have on the wall. In case of death or divorce, you get the ksuba. It's a beautiful thing to put on the wall. It's very romantic that, to have that in case of death or divorce. People like to have these beautiful ksubas. So instead of having ksuba, you know, when they come, Carol will tell you, it's nice, let's get a fancy ksuba made for $100, you get somebody to write. I'll tell you instead, get a plaque made of this. Get a,
your age is
young.
Your age is young.
What?
Can't get a ksuba.
$100, okay.
What are you got married, David.
What do they cost? Okay, listen to this, Chachamim. Remember it all your lives and make sure every person here say it over the table Shabbos. You're not Yotze without saying this over. Easy enough. Nothing complicated. Aaron and Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And it says the words as well. I just want to find the words afterwards. Vayichar af Hashem b'om. Hashem was angry at them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now gives them Musa. And he says to them, Vayoyim Shimon Advaray. Listen to my words. Says Rashi, Shimon Advaray. Listen to my words. If you need to find it, it's the last, right at the end of the parasha of the story. Ein no el loshen bakosha. When it says no over here, it's a loshen of a request. Shimon Advaray. Please listen to my words. The Sifsei Chachamim says, Kuloima, af al pi shechorabom af Hashem. Even though Hashem was angry at Aaron and Miriam, Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, a no el loshen bakosha. He said a loshen no, a loshen bakosha. V'dibor imohim benachas. He spoke with Aaron and Miriam gently, softly. She'ilu hoya devarav bekas. If HaKadosh Baruch would have spoken with anger, loy hoyu devarav nishmoim, they wouldn't have listened to him. So let's analyze what we just said. If HaKadosh Baruch would have spoken angrily to Aaron and Miriam, the greatest tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael, wouldn't have listened to who? To the Ribbono Shel Olam. Imagine it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would speak angry to Aaron and Miriam, they wouldn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The lilmoid kavachayim el bos v'dom, a lesson for us, shiu devarav benachas, to speak gently. In other words, we feel many times that we raise our voices and we say, we have no choice, we have to make a point. I just want to make a point. It won't make the point without raising my voice. And it says HaKadosh Baruch himself did not want to raise his voice to make a point, because if you raise your voice, the person doesn't listen. You have to speak gently. And psychologists will tell you, you can check with Rabbi Brody about that, and they'll tell you, lower your voice has much more of an effect. You speak very, very softly, has a much stronger effect than raising your voice. But the truth is, it's not the Sifsei Chachamim telling us. He's just telling us, Pshatin, Rashi. And it's not Rashi telling to us, because Rashi is just telling us, Pshat in the Torah. Shimu no dvore. What's that word no there? That word no is telling us, this kal v'chomer, make sure to speak softly. Is the Torah telling us, there's no point raising your voice. It says in this week's passage, make for yourself two trumpets of kesef. And Rashi tells of, make for yourself, you make them and use them, nobody else can use them. Meaning after Moshe dies, they have to be buried, the next leader can't use them. Every leader in Klal Yisrael has to make his own. And this, of course, it's very difficult to understand, because why is it every keli, the Mishkan, or any keli used by Klal Yisrael is passed down through the generations? Why is it these chatzotras are used one time and they can never be used again? So Rabbi Chizkiah Abramsky explained that the chatzoitras are used for gathering Klal Yisrael together. That's to give musa to Klal Yisrael, speak to Klal Yisrael. When you're speaking to Klal Yisrael, every doer is different. The way Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to them, Yeshua can't speak to them. And the way there was the Vilna Gaon, or the Baal Shem Tov, or the Chaznish, or even the Chavetz Chaim spoke to their doer, today it's different. You have to have a different type of Musa, a different type of Yisrael for each generation. Like if you look back, the Yisrael was always much more about Gehenim, and you better do, or what's going to, with threats to. And that was a way to give Musa to people. Today it doesn't work like that. It turns people off like that. Today it's going to be much more warmth, nicer. And that is the way to turn people around today. We're made up differently today. A person can't handle Gehenim, that type of Musa today. So you have to know how to speak. Today you have to say a lot of stories, jokes. You know, today we have to have a Rabbi Friend, Rabbi Krohn. That type of Musa we're going to have today. It's very difficult for us to handle the old time Musa they used to have. This week's parasha, we have the Levium that they served. It says at 25 years old, they began their job. And there's another pasuk that says at 30. So Rashi asks, HaKetzad. Iben Chofei Bar Lilmoid. At 25, they learn. And it takes 5 years. And at 30, they do the Avodah. There's a 5-year training period. Which makes sense why Shemoneh Esrei Lechupah. Because 13 come by mitzvah, and 5 years you have to learn how to be a mensch, and then a shaykh, 5 years training, then you get married at 18. So there's a famous stories of this Rav in England, he used to be Rosh Yeshiva in Bnei Brak. He took a bacha to the stipler, and he said, this bacha, he learned for 5 years. Did I say that this year already? No. He learned for 5 years, and he wasn't matzliach. So maybe it's time for him to go to work. He should give up learning. What should he do? So Stipler said to him that it says in Chazal, if you've learned 5 years, you try some 5 years, you weren't matzliach, you give it up. But he turns to the bach and he says, but you didn't start yet. That's 5 years of learning, you weren't matzliach. You've battled for 5 years. First you've got to learn the 5 years, and then we'll see from there. But it means somebody attempts and tries and learns for 5 years, then afterwards he can give it up. But not when you didn't start yet. The 5 years haven't yet begun. That was one mice he had. Stipe was able to look and know who the boy was. Another time he came with a bacha and told him the same story. And I guess the Rosh Yeshiva knew this boy had learned for 5 years. So he came and said, he's learned for 5 years. What should he do? Should he give up now, go to work? So Stipe just said to him, when you came to the yeshiva, were you able to learn Kiddush Shulchan Aruch? He says, no. He says, now you're able to? He says, yeah. Were you able to learn Mishnayos? He says, no. Now you can? He says, yes. What do you mean he wasn't Matzliach? Matzliach is relative. You were Matzliach then. It doesn't have to be. Matzliach doesn't have to be in the same power as everybody else. There's got to be some atzlocha. If you have atzlocha, that's good enough. Okay, quickly. That this week's parasha, Yisroel is going to leave, and Moshe tries to convince him to stay. So he says, "Noisim lachlan mokav shama Hashem oisai etzin lachem lachoyton. Come with us. Beitamloch will do good with you. Ki Hashem dibetoy val Yisroel." He tries to convince him. Vayoyimel of Yisroel says, "Lo yelech. Kim arusim lati yelech. I'm not coming with you." Vayoyimel, and Moshe guesses again. "I'll not hazivitonu. Ki al ken yodaton." He says again. And again he tells him again. Now normally when you want to tell somebody something and he doesn't listen, so he says no, so you try again. But you've got to add something. You don't repeat the same thing again, what's the point? He said no already. So you've got to add something now, different, to convince the person. And you look at the two psukim, Moshe convinces him, tries to convince him, it looks exactly the same the second time as the first time. So he saw, there's a kleyok, there's one pshat we don't have time for, but I saw another pshat, which is a difference between Itoy and Imoy. Can't go into it now. In Parshas Balak, Vilna Gaon uses it there to answer Bambakasha. Itoy means to go with somebody, physically to go with somebody. Imoy means to go with the same goal, ambition, desire. So Moshe the first time says to Yisrael, L'choy tonu. He looks at him, Yisrael's a balabos. What do you know about Ruchnius? Come with us, L'choy tonu, come with us. Itoi means to go with physically. Come with us. V'itam loch, we'll do good with you. So he says, good, I can go to my own land. I'm going back to my own land. I'm not interested. So he realizes, he's not interested in Kashmir's. So he tries again. Al not tazagis, and don't leave us. V'hoiki selech imonu. You can come with us, meaning for the same goals, ambitions, as Yisrael, the Ruchnius. So that was another try, is now he tried to convince him with the Ruchnius. The Gashmius doesn't work. He saw Yisrael is obviously a higher level than that. He tried with the Ruchnius.
Mr. Wait, Mr. Rabowski, Mr. Gottlieb, I need you.